So I want to know if everybody does this or is this just kind of a me thing? It's 99.7 EJX. I noticed yesterday I had the urge to do this. I was at an event last night. It was the big run, and I was on a jog afterwards, and I passed by someone on the Big Four Bridge who had a name tag on. Her name was Layla. And I caught myself wanting to say, Hi, Layla.
Because you have the knowledge, why not use it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is something that I will routinely do. If you're wearing a name tag, there have been people who've even walked into the radio station wearing a name tag. Obviously, we're going to get their name because they're here for a reason. Maybe they're picking up a prize.
Sure.
But it'll be like, hi, Sarah. And they'll be like, how do you, oh, yeah. And,
but it's passing a stranger.
But it's passing a stranger too. And I'll do that also. And I resisted the urge. Now, had I been walking and not like jogging, I probably would have said, hi, Layla, as she's crossing.
That's weird.
Is it?
It is. 1000%. Even though she's got a name tag on.
She's got a name tag on.
I don't think that she expects a complete, total stranger.
I know, that's what I think.
To call her by her name.
I know, that's what, is it, okay, is it creepy or is it like?
It's a little creepy.
Is it creepy?
I think so.
Oh. See, I'm thinking about it from a, you're not expecting it.
Right.
And it's kind of like, oh, wow, that's kind of nice. That's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
I didn't think it maybe comes across as creepy.
They might perceive it as, that was weird.
Yeah.
Even though they have a name tag on.
If
they don't expect a total stranger if you're just walking by to call
but
them
I do
by
that,
their name.
I do that all the time. And I was with a coworker once and they were like, why do you do that?
Yes, exactly. Because it's weird.
Like, but it's like
no one's expecting it.
They're wearing a name tag, or you see the people
because they have to at work, but they're going out for a little walk on their lunch break or something like that. So it's kind of like not meant for you,
of course,
in that moment, in that situation.
But it is.
But you can't resist.
I know, I can't resist. Or it's like the people who are downtown who have the convention like lanyards.
Yes,
they're at the convention center.
Right.
For something, and they have the lanyards,
sure.
And it says,
it's not for
you know, hi, my name is
That's
Keith.
That's not for you.
And it's like, hey, Keith.
That's for the convention people. It's not for you.
But it's for me, too.
It's not for you.
But it's for not me, for you. Too.
But it's, okay, so then are you saying an audible hello to
yes.
everyone you're passing?
No, only the people who have the name tags.
Oh, okay, great. Now, are you doing like a little smile and head nod?
Yeah.
Like, I do a little smile and head nod. If someone says hello to me first, like if we're just passing.
Right.
Walking, going right. opposite directions.
Right.
And if we like lock eyes, you know, I'll smile and nod.
You'll do a little. Know,
or sometimes
okay.
I'll say hi.
So typically,
just kind of sense
I will just do a little smile and nod. I will make no audible greeting. The only caveat is if you are wearing a name tag and
your
there
name,
is something
then, okay.
in my brain that cannot resist the urge to call you by your name.
Yeah. See, Daisy says even if it's a name tag, it's creepy. Victoria, completely tempting, but yes, also creepy.
Ah,
yeah.
Dang it.
You're getting the creep factor.
So Daisy, if you and I are walking on the sidewalk or in a building or at the supermarket and you have a name tag on from your work, maybe you work at Home Depot and you just have a thing that says, hi, how may I assist you?
Are you at Home Depot?
Daisy. No.
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 We're at the grocery store.
No.
She's running to get some bananas
no.
and milk
no.
after Home Depot.
No, you're leaving Daisy B.
And I'm
no.
in
you
the dairy section
no.
too. And I see Daisy there with her Home Depot
you're
vest.
You're not saying hi, Daisy.
I say,
no,
hey,
you're
Daisy.
Not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Stop it.
Okay. So are we?
Stop. If okay. Daisy's working at Home Depot and okay. you are at Home Depot and you need Daisy's assistance, then okay. Hey, Daisy, I'm looking for
sure.
these certain kinds of screws.
Sure.
Can you help me find them?
Is
That's
this,
acceptable.
Is this the same if you are at work or you're calling a business And, like, say you answer Kelly, and you're like, hi.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, this is Kelly. Thanks for calling 9970 Jax. And I address you by your name.
Sure.
Hi, Kelly. I need to know what the next chance is to whatever.
I offered the information.
Okay.
On the phone.
So,
you called me.
Same deal.
You called me.
I know, but same deal.
No, it's not the same
You've
deal.
Offered the information by having the name
tag
on it.
It's not the same deal as walking past somebody on a bridge. Or when they're just trying to get eggs on the way home from work.
Got a text from a listener. Fairly certain that's how many Netflix specials begin.
Yes. Yes. Don't do it.
Hi, Laura.
Yes. No.
Okay. If I say it like
all
that,
the way home,
I'm not
going to
say
like,
it like
oh, that.
That
guy know my name. Why'd that guy call my name?
I'm not going to say that. No, but typically it is. It is at
They'll
first.
They'll probably forget they had the name tag on.
I know. At first they do. They're like, oh, wow. Okay. Then, how do they know? But
and then they're going to be like, that guy was really nice because he called me. Yes. No, they're not saying that. They're not saying that.
That's what I feel.
Peanut Gallery is weighing in. And if you refuse to listen, then that's on you. Ava says this is why you remove your name tag when you leave work. So you don't have to put yourself in this Ben situation.
I was
going to
say, so in case
you encounter
I happen
a Ben
to walk by you.
Yes.
Hi, Ava.
Yes.
You're like, wait. I have my name. Oh!
Yeah, no, they're
how
not.
How charming
no,
and
it's not
sophisticated.
Charming. It's not charming and sophisticated. Don't do it. Stop doing it.
All right, fine.
Stop your brain. Stop touching hot plates when the waiter tells you.
I will say.
And then stop calling people by their names when you see a name tag.
Layla, if you're within the sound of my voice and you're walking on the Big Four Bridge last night, know that I wanted to call you by your name.
But politely you refrained.
Only because I was running and the amount of time it took my brain to process that you had a name tag.
You're already passed.
I was past you.
The moment is passed.
And then,
it's weird. Then that's really weird. That's really weird. Thank you for not doing that. Thank you for not doing that. Pretty sure Dahmer checked out people's name tags too, according to Jennifer.
So we're just going to trust Jennifer's right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're just trying to prevent you from
coming
off
Dahmer.
Like a serial killer.
Okay. I'm just a polite guy.
Yes. No.
Likes
to
know your name.
In today's world, Ben, read the room. In today's world, we don't just say random strangers' names. In passing.
All
we
right.
don't.
Well, just know. All right. Well, let me just put it out here.
I love how you continue to try to make your case.
I'm just saying.
It's precious.
I understand
it's precious.
What the room is saying.
Do you?
But just know that I am a stubborn individual and that if I happen to see you with your name tag on.
You may or may not engage.
I know that I am 100% going over in my brain
you're
whether I'm going
an
to yes
internal battle.
Yes.
Well, if you see Melanie, if you happen to see a name tag with Melanie on it,
okay,
then you have free reign.
Okay,
she says, "I hope we see Ben
right,
in public
great.
When I'm wearing my name tag," and he says, "Hi." So
hi,
Melanie gives you the green light.
All right, great.
But anybody else, it's a no go.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to get that. We can move past this
I'm
now.
I'm glad
All right.
that we got that clear.
Thank
up.
You. It's 9970 JX.